This is about a Bear Mountain picnic that never ever happened. This was supposed to happen, but it never did. This was about 2 years ago in New York City when they had a Bear Mountain picnic for all the old people that had stayed indoors all winter long, and they sold tickets to the picnic. But a group of people got together and printed up some phony tickets, and they sold all their tickets to the picnic too. So that was twice as many people on the boat than was supposed to be on the boat. And 3,000 people was supposed to be on the boat, and 6,000 people got on the boat. And the picnic never happened because the boat sank. And they was all down there, and it was all in the papers. This is supposed to be for all the people in the springtime who like to find a picnic. This is called, If Picnic Never Happened, this is called Talking Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre Blues. Well, I saw it advertised one day that the Bear Mountain Picnic was coming my way. Come along and take a trip, bring you up there on a ship. Bring the wife and kids, bring the whole family. Well, I run right down and I bought a ticket for this thing called the Bear Mountain Picnic. But little did I realize I was in for a funny surprise. It had nothing to do with picnics. Didn't even see a mountain. I'm scared of bears anyhow. Took the wife and kids down to the pier. There were 6,000 people there. Everybody had a ticket for the trip. Oh, well, I said, it's a pretty big ship. Besides, the more the merrier. Well, we all got on, and what do you think? That big old boat started to sink. More people kept piling on. That old ship was going down. Didn't look like no way to start a picnic. Well, I soon lost track of my kids and wife. So many people there and there saw in my life. That old ship was sinking down in the water. There were 6,000 people trying to kill each other. Dogs are barking, cats are mewing, women are screaming, fists are flying, men are yelling. Cops are coming, me are running. Maybe we just better call off the picnic. I get shoved down and pushed around. All I remember was a moaning sound. I don't remember nothing more except waking up out there on the shore. My arms were busted. My legs were sprained, my stomach was cracked, my feet were splintered, I was blind, I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk, I couldn't smell, I couldn't walk, crawl, feel, touch, I was bald, I was naked, but lucky to be alive though. Feeling like I just climbed out of my casket to grab back hold of my picnic basket. I took the wife and the kids and started home, wishing I never got up that morn, cursing picnics all the way home. Now, I don't care just what you do. Want to have a picnic, that's up to you, but don't tell me about it. I don't want to hear it. I just lost all my picnic spirit. Stay in my kitchen, have a picnic in my bathroom. Yet it don't seem to me quite so funny what some people are gonna do for money. There's a brand new gimmick every day just to take somebody's money away. I think we ought to take some of these people and put them on a boat and send them up to Bear Mountain for a picnic. For a picnic.
Thank you very much. Don't forget tomorrow night, Pete Seeger, Gene Ritchie, Ron Alaron, Charles River Valley Boys, and Hobart Smith. Nationality concert in the afternoon, workshops. See you tomorrow.